This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We do have a new MVP in the NBA, Keith.
Yeah, not my MVP. He won pretty
handily.
Not unanimously, but he got 71 out of the 100 votes.
So first place votes, he got 71. Jokic got 29.
I would have given it to Jokic, but
me too.
Whatever.
So the vote total really wasn't that close. 100 plus votes between SGA and Jokic at the end of the day for MVP. So
next couple days, there's going to be a lot of beer probably.
Definitely my MVP,
yeah.
Jokic.
He probably had an extra beer when he found out he wasn't the MVP.
Yeah, runner up.
He wouldn't be my MVP either. But focusing out West especially, Keith, and maybe we're not giving enough credit to Brunson and specifically Halliburton, but focusing specifically out West, people have been itching to have the face of the league conversation. We here in Boston, prior to his injury, were itching to try to get Jason Tatum wedged into that conversation some way, somehow. Is it fair to say if SGA or Anthony Edwards wins a title this year, and one of those guys are going to be playing in the NBA Finals,
yeah,
is it fair to say that guy is taking the mantle as the next guy in the league?
Yeah, I think for now they would be. Now, do you think the next guy or the face of the league, can it be or has it ever been a non-American player?
Well, that's what's interesting with SGA,
yeah.
Right?
He's Canadian. It's different than, you know, like a German player or a Serbian player,
right,
or a Spanish player. But
was Steve Nash ever the face of the NBA?
I don't know if Nash was. I'm not sure Giannis was. I don't even know if Jokic was. I think he's like acknowledged as the best player.
Right. I don't think Jokic is when you think the league, you probably still think LeBron before Jokic.
But like, you know, a kid from Toronto is probably as close as you can without being American. But like, when it rolls around, Team USA and all that stuff, and if they actually go to, they were talking about doing like the All-Star game, maybe USA versus the world next year, like he wouldn't be on Team USA. So I wonder if that, like if Anthony Edwards, for example, has more of a chance of doing that, even though SGA was the MVP. He's going to be first team All-NBA for 3 consecutive years. He was runner-up in the MVP last year, right? He and Jokic just flip-flop from last year to this year.
Yep.
And then winning the title, like being the guy that wins the title, that all obviously is going to vault you to the top. So, because I don't think it's unanimous that he's the league's best player, right?
SGA?
I think it's Jokic. I think most people think it's Jokic.
Yeah.
He just had the MVP season, right? Maybe like the year.
Yeah, SGA is really good.
Yeah.
If Tatum were healthy, I wouldn't trade Tatum for SGA straight up. I wouldn't do that.
I would also not trade Tatum for SGA.
And so like,
would you rather have Edwards or SGA? Edwards is like 4 years younger, I think.
Yeah, probably Edwards. I was going to say,
because SGA is basically Tatum's age. He's like 4 months younger, I think.
Yeah.
They're the same age.
Edwards is sneaky. Right. Edwards is sneaky, kind of tiny, but it's not like SGA is huge either. Yeah. How tall is he?
Oh, I bet he's 6'5", do you think? Edwards?
He's listed at 6'4".
The Ant-Man?
Yeah.
He plays bigger.
He does play bigger. I would probably lean Edwards on that one based on age.
No, but SGA is really good. I don't know. I just don't think, and usually market doesn't really matter in the NBA. Like Kevin Durant won an MVP and was super famous playing for the Thunder. But that's another slight knock. Like he's a Canadian playing for Oklahoma City. So it's not like you're an American playing for LA,
right,
or New York even, right? Like I think those guys would have a better shot at being like the true face of the league. Is SGA in a lot of like national commercials? Maybe he is. I don't even notice.
Well, it's never just him. It's him and Holmgren and J-Dub.
Yeah.
They're all like share T-Mobile spots or whatever those are.
Is he in those Nike ads that have like 10 people in them too? Maybe. So, okay. He doesn't really stand out from the crowd.
No, Edwards is more marketable than him.
Definitely. He's been in movies.
Tatum's more marketable than him, yeah.
Edwards is a good actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in Hustle. He was like the bad guy in Hustle. The Adam Sandler basketball movie.
Oh, I was thinking Hustle and Flow, the Terrence Howard
movie. No, he wasn't in that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he might would have been like six in that.
That was a big year for Terrence Howard. He was in Crash and Hustle and Flow.
That was all in the same year? Yeah. Wow.
Now he's doing podcasts with Rogan where he's just doing like math equations. You heard some? I think we did a Kiefer Madness on Terrence Howard.
Not with me.
He has a lot to say about a lot of things. And I guess people have looked into it. Not sure how factually correct a lot of it is.
Well, you know.
Pretty sure he says he remembers being born.
Yeah, that's right, Bill.
Oh, I've seen that.
And isn't he remembers it a lot of, like, equations? Born. And he'll be like, we're in a room right now. Room starts with the letter R. Rich starts with the letter R. Like, and then he'll be like, that over there is red, also the letter R. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, his mind is Zach Galifianakis in Hangover when he's playing blackjack.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you're like, I don't know if any of that is right.
All right. I've got to be honest. If you remember being born, I feel bad for you.
He's never the same.
Yeah. Watch your father passed out.
Wild scene.
It's freezing out here.
Yeah.
Let me back in.
Yeah, I got it. That's not a memory I would want.
I'm for sure glad I forgot that.
Yeah. Most people forget that for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you have to.
But Anthony Edwards, great actor, though.
Anthony Edwards, though, good actor. Yeah, nice. I think it's a better chance of being sort of the face. But I think what we're seeing is the league, super talented. There's guys all over the place. You look at, like, Halliburton, like the run that he's on, Brunson, even guys that got knocked out in the last round aren't old. Tatum, Brown, Donovan Mitchell. Like, there's still a bunch of guys. And some of the old guys are still kind of hanging on. It felt like this is a year, like a passing of the torch type of year. But also, I wonder if we get into this pattern where guys don't win back-to-back. Because don't you think when you look at, like, true faces of the leagues in the last 25 years, it's guys that are in the finals all the time.
Yeah.
It's like
LeBron,
Jordan,
Curry.
Kobe, Shaq. You know, Duncan would have been, I think, if he was had more of a personality. But, like, yeah, Kobe, LeBron, Curry, all those guys. It's easier to do that than, hey, made the finals 1 year, bounced in the second round, bounced in the second round, maybe back to the finals. So I think with Oklahoma City, it might be one of those. Are there not only is SGA going to be in that territory, but the Thunder themselves, and I know they haven't won it yet, but they're going to be looked at kind of like the Celtics next year. Going into next year, you're going to be like, you guys are super young, like you better repeat. And then if they don't, they're having the same conversation.
I want to tell you right now, I mean, I don't know that we need to have this discussion yet, but you can make an argument the Thunder this year are more dominant than the Celtics a year ago. I mean, their scoring differential, their win total, they're definitely facing healthy teams and a tougher road in the postseason. Like, I think what the Thunder are doing, if they win, is going to be more impressive than what the Celtics did last year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a one-for-one trade-off in titles.
Oh, yeah, they won more games this year than the 08 Celtics did, let alone last year.
68?
68 wins.
One more.
No. Two.
No, I'm saying they needed one more.
Oh, it would have been nice.
Would have been
it was almost
nice. Yeah, two more would have been, I mean, a very rare club.
Yeah, just two teams, right?
But one more would have been nice. But yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's a team that, yeah, I would sit there and go, yeah, the Celtics one-off title, the OKC one-off title, OKC was more impressive. Can Tatum get back into this discussion? Because he's never really been in. I think we try to have it in Boston. I don't think he's ever really a part of the. Is Jason Tatum the face of the league?
He's truly
never been in the MVP discussion. This tied for the closest he's been.
Fourth.
He was fourth, and he was a distant fourth, right? Like, the third place votes broke down 88 for Giannis, 11 for Tatum, 1 for Mitchell.
Yeah.
So he was closer to Mitchell at 5 than he was to Giannis at 3 based on those votes. I guess the total votes, that's not exactly how it broke down.
No. But so he was fourth. So the last four years.
But like distant fourth. Yeah.
He went sixth, fourth. And they haven't put this out yet. I think it comes out tomorrow. But he'll be all NBA first team for 4 straight years, which is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But he's in like a weird territory where he is an automatic first team All-NBA guy, but he's not a true MVP candidate, which is a weird kind of like spot. Like, it basically means every year there are 3 guys that are either better than you or just have a better season than you, but you're better than the rest of the league. 99.9% of the league, you're better than.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The question... it's like, who knows how he recovers from the injury? But if you play it out kind of like Durant, Durant was a couple years older when he got the injury, and then he came back and he kind of peaked out at second team All NBA. So if you say, well, you can still do that, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's younger, maybe he recovers a little bit better, or he has more of a runway for his prime. I think he can, because I'm still hopeful that in 2027, Tatum and Brown are teammates again. Neither are 30. And if they have a run and go on a deep playoff run, then I think he's right in the same conversation. Unless you think like SGA wins two or three straight titles, right, then like you really distance yourself. But like the way the league is gone, I certainly wouldn't predict that.
No. I guess I got to see how the offseason shakes out. We got to see who even wins the title. But I probably would be feeling like OKC could win back-to-back. But I thought the Celtics could win back-to-back. I thought Denver could win back-to-back.
Because like if Edwards loses this round, for example, like he's a very marketable star and he's very young. And he's fun to watch. He's a good sound bite and everything else. But if they lose in the conference finals again...
it's 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and then next year, like if they also don't make the finals, then by the time Tatum comes back, Tatum's going to be far more decorated, even with a lost season, than Edwards is.
That's true. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the highest he ever finishes in the MVP vote.
Well, yeah, it might be. That's not even fourth. Like, that's not bad.
No, and so, but I just think people need to wrap their heads around that. Like,
you think he'll be all NBA again?
I think he'll be all NBA, but
second or third team.
I would bet against him being first team again. And if you're not first team, you're not really in the MVP discussion.
You're not
and
first,
I think,
you're last.
Well, you're not last, but just you're never really a part of that. I don't even know that he's ever really truly been a part of the MVP discussion.
Yeah.
Maybe when he's had a hot month here or there, we're like, could he win it in like February? But never at the end of the day is he really truly. He's never been a finalist. There are three finalists. He's never been a finalist.
Right.
I don't think he's ever going to be one. Never mind win the MVP. I don't think he's going to be a finalist.
Yeah, but I kind of felt that way prior to the Achilles injury.
Well, true. I mean, we argued with Terp
about this. Terp was like, Terp thought, you know, eventually with all the team success, maybe he would get a MVP. I'm like, I don't think so. You know, like, I don't see it happening. And you know what? When he comes back, and if the team itself isn't as loaded, you actually have a better chance.
Well, that's what
I think,
too.
Don't have a bunch of... if everybody looks at them as having the best roster, so you don't get as much credit for the success. So if he comes back and it's him, Brown, couple like scrubby type guys, and they still
Baylor
win...
Shireman.
Yeah, and they still win 60 games, and you might be like, oh,
yeah,
that guy looks more...
No, that would go longer for the individual... worse for the team, but it would go further for the individual accolades for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.